get it.
I need a minute to meditate. Give me a second, babe. Full of regret.
Welcome back
on everything, so I'm gonna
to the Two Blunt Podcast.
Let it bang.
How y'all living out there? It's your boy Keaton Lewis.
Let it bang.
We back on it again. About to talk a little shit with you niggas, you mofos and mofets.
Man, I miss my dog.
We out here. I'm thinking, I think I'm gonna touch on this, these anti-Semitic people. I think I'm gonna try to, top on the head. So, we out here thinking like, there's no way in hell that I think Jews are the most dangerous people on the planet. I think almost the exact opposite. And to keep myself out of the Keaton Lewis' anti-Semitic thing, I'm gonna pull up examples of Jews. A few good examples of how I think they view how they are viewed, basically. And they know what it is. It's not like, I mean, I'm not saying they don't control Hollywood. I'm just saying, who fucking cares? What are they doing besides like normal Hollywood shit? Besides Jeffrey Epstein's weird fucking ass, and I guess Harvey Weinstein. It's starting to look bad out there for the raping Jews, you know what I'm saying? But at the same point, they're not nefarious as a group, not as nefarious as other groups you can find. And so that's where I'm at with it. It's just, is it me saying fuck it? You know what I'm saying? I'm not anti-Semitic. I fuck with Jews. I got a couple homies that's Jews, and I've never met a Jew that has like made me feel uncomfortable. So that's where I'm at with it. So basically, I do want to state that Naka, he's still doing his projects and stuff, working with that Purpose by Design t-shirt company. Shout out to that. I mean, I guess this episode is not going to be too political, because I'm just going to shit on a lot of things. First, I'm gonna let John Stewart take you through some things that I thought was interesting that he said after Kanye West made his remarks. And, you know, not to downplay Kanye West's remarks, but I didn't think it was that bad in the first place. But if you know these people control fucking Hollywood and all your deals, I mean, are you playing business or what are you doing? That's, you know, so. But he did say something interesting, quoting Kanye West, and here it is right now.
But my point is, the most interesting thing to come out of this, in my mind, was something Kanye said on his tour that he was doing after he said that, and then he got interviewed by five, you know, different people, because the media model is arson and conflict. He said something fascinating in my mind. He said, hurt people hurt people. And if the point of all this is then to heal people, the only way to heal a wound is to open it up and cleanse it. And that stings. That hurts. But you have to expose it to air. And I'm afraid that the general tenor of conversation in this country is cover it up, bury it, put it to the outskirts, and don't deal with it. And what I would say is, you know, look at it from a black perspective. It's a culture that feels that its wealth has been extracted by different groups, whites, Jews, things. Whether it's true or not isn't the issue. That's the feeling in that community. And if you don't understand that that's where it's coming from, then you can't deal with it, and you can't sit down with them and explain that being in an industry isn't the same as having a nefarious and controlling interest in that industry and intention, right? And that's been the anti-Semitic trope. But you need to be able to meet people from what their community is feeling as well.
So in terms of dealing with it, as I said before, the way you might be able to deal with it is to say, okay, let me try and understand why you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to deconstruct.
That's right.
With facts, why that is not the case.
That's right. But if you can't do that, if you're not allowed to say it, you know, Dave said something in the SNL monologue that I thought was instructive as well, which he says it shouldn't be this hard to talk about things.
And he's right. It shouldn't be this hard to talk about anything. I mean, I guess being able to view yourself in the light of I can say anything anytime I want with no repercussions. I don't know. I always say the Black Panther scared the fuck out of white people back in the day. And that's why we have these white people now that are just like, fuck you, I say what I want. But he's right. It's not, it shouldn't be this hard to talk about things, especially facts, especially things that are actually happening. Nothing outside of the realm of a fact should push the conversation. So I guess, so basically, it's like what I'm watching with these anti-Semitic people, it's like they're picking on like the sick kid at school. And that's where it kind of like throws me off. Like, it's just, I don't like bullies, but I will bully a bully. I will fuck with somebody just because they're fucking with somebody else. And that's what it seems like to me. And I'm not saying that Jews are the weakest race on the planet, but I will let you hear a Jew named Ari Shaffir. He has a comedy special. It's called Jew. It's really good. I'd say listen to it. But I got a couple clips here of him. Well, just one clip here of him explaining Jews.
A long time ago, the Jews got kicked out of Israel, okay? One of the many times that happened over history. We are the weakest race in the world. Anybody wanted Israel just fucking took it. For real. Greeks, Romans, people from Alabama. Like, it doesn't matter, dude. Anybody's like, get out of here. Like, I'm going. All right. Stop. Don't hit me. It's fucking defeatable. I hate it.
Ugh. So that's what I'm trying to say. But I'll let him say it because I'm not anti-Semitic, but he fucking knows and I fucking know. And even if I say it, you can call me anti-Semitic, but at the same time, fuck you. It's the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because they are. It's just, I don't know. Fact. These people are the weakest race. He's right. Everybody that wanted their shit took their shit. Never fucking mattered. If they were slaves, all kinds of shit. So it's just like, fuck. And there was a point in the special where he points out that they were in Africa, so they did have better choices. And Egyptians still chose to enslave the most complaining people on the planet. And that's, I mean, fuck, what do you want me to say? He said it, so I'm not going to say it again. One of the other points that I want to bring up about Jews is I'm not saying they're perfect. Nobody's perfect. No group is perfect. Every group has some fucked up shit going on. So I'm not saying that. And fuck if you think I am. Another point I want to bring up is their religion. It's two things, race and religion. Like he said, he practices. Like if you have, I guess, three different levels of Jew, and that middle one is pretty religious. And so, the religion is very interesting, and I think it tells a lot about how they can seem to manipulate situations and also how they can outthink a lot of people. And I think it's all in the way their religion is taught. I think it's the reason, a big reason for their fortune, besides like coming together and being, you know, one people when they can. So I'll play this next clip of Ari Shaffir telling you how he learned the Torah and the Talmud, or the Gemara, how he says it. But it's very interesting because it's like a fucking mind game. The entire time they're learning their religion, they're playing like mind games with themselves. I think it's very interesting. Here it goes.
So let me tell you what we did in seminary, in yeshiva in Jerusalem. All we did was study the Torah and mostly the Talmud, the Gemara. I'll use those words interchangeably. It means the same thing. And we prayed three times a day. We prayed. It's a lot. Muslims go five times a day. You got us on that. Christians pray like twice a year. And the Talmud is really just a series of what ifs to help codify the law. So the Torah will say something like, thou shalt not kill, right? You get put to death if you kill. But then the Talmud is like, what about self-defense? And you're like, yeah, good question, Talmud. Good question. So here's two of my favorite what ifs from the Talmud, and these would still be done today. My favorite two. Okay, what if you're having sex with your wife, and in the middle of it, she starts a period? You know, that could happen. I know women, whenever I've had sex with a woman, and she's like, oh shit, I started my period. They always get embarrassed, which is weird. Like, I started my period early. But I'm always like, oh, did you? I can't even fucking tell. And chicks always get embarrassed by it. They're like, sorry, but don't get embarrassed. At least from my perspective, I'm always like, I love it. You know, they're like, I started my period. I'm like, that's right, you started your period early. Because I hit that back wall. My dick starts your period. My dick is your god. My dick is your moon. Makes us feel powerful. Don't feel bad about it at all. So, what if you start your period early? I would say, you know, just stop fucking. No big deal. If I was the ancient rabbis, I would tell them, or keep fucking. You already got the sin. You may as well enjoy yourself. You know? It's like if you get a parking ticket, you don't move your car. Park for free for the rest of the day. That's not what the rabbis of the Gemara say. They said, no, you're not doing anything wrong until you find out you started your period. And then, when you're inside your vagina, you can't pull out, because pulling out is a stroke. It's an enjoyable stroke. So where are you gonna go? It's like, it becomes like a Chinese pussy trap, you know? So this is what they say to do. This is what they say. I think in your Daya or Baba Kama, one of those, but you're fucking, right? And then that you're, she goes, I start my period. You're supposed to stop, look up, think of the glory and awe of God. until your manhood subsides. Yeah, you have to let your dick exit of natural causes. Oh, what a fun bonding moment for you and your wife.
So basically, that's what I, that just that explanation alone, watching that, just gave me so much insight on how these people could have amassed a fortune big enough to make everybody think they control the fucking world. I've heard crazy shit like they control the World Bank. I mean, the worst things possible. But if you look at like just overall statistics in America, right? For just money alone, Asians make the most amount of money in America. They make 43% higher than the overall median in America. It's $29,000, almost $30,000 more than most people. Whites come in second, and I'm assuming that includes Jews, Hispanics, Blacks, right? So looking even at the overall makeup of money going into America and who's making it, it's Asian people. So that whole Jews control America thing, they may control Hollywood. I'll give you that. Dave Chappelle said that. Dave Chappelle said it's a lot of Jews there. Every time I see anything on TV with a press conference, there's a Jew there. And it does not bother me. If you're bothered by Jews controlling Hollywood, I think you're just mad. You're not a part of it. It's very strange. There's, in my opinion, there's other groups to go after. If you're going to go after somebody, why are you keep going after the weak kid? You go after the weak kid, I'm going to call you a bitch. So when it comes to religions that have the most money, just a religious society, the Greek Orthodox Church has amassed over $7 billion. And that's the top of the list. Weirdly enough, Catholics or the Holy City, Vatican City, has no net worth available on the list, but they still come in at number two, which makes me think they're just a hard number one. And then, of course, you know, you got the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which I think that's the Mormons. I'm pretty sure that is. Whatever, it sounds crazy as shit. So, and they've amassed $200 billion, right? So it's just, it's crazy to think that if you know these stats and can think that Jews control money, it's fucking goofy. It's absolutely insane to me to think that. When, like, if we're going off of things that people have, like the groups of people have done, in my opinion, the number one terrible group would be the Catholics. Number two would be like the Islamic State, just people that want to fuck up women, put whatever they're called. What are they fucking called? Shit, I can't even think of it now. They want to cover the women up so their dick doesn't get hard. It's very strange. So I guess we'll kind of get into that. We'll get into the Islamic State right now. If you look, there's a list of like attacks and people killed by the Islamic State. They've attacked 4,675 people. They've killed 15,000 people. They've injured 20,000 and taken over 4,000 hostages. I have never heard of Jews doing that. But I don't see you guys going after the Islamic State when they were available and around, going crazy. And I mean, it's hard to believe they're not around when you have Iran acting like they do. I got some clips of Iran. His name is, they call him the Supreme Leader. It's fucking goofy. Here's a clip of just some news about the Supreme Leader trying to crack down on protesters. And these protesters only just want women's rights. And I'm not saying Jews and their religion don't deny women rights, but they don't do it to the point like this where they're going to kill people for it. Here you go.
The Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, at the age of 83, remained very much in the similar tone that he has had over the past 33 years since he's become the Supreme Leader of Iran. He said that there are still Western powers trying to bring down the Islamic Republic that had a revolution in 1979. He said that it is the role of the Basij members to make sure that the ideologies of the revolution continue. He also said that rioters, as he called them, will pay the price for their actions and will undoubtedly be dealt with. To let you know, there are now 6 people that have been handed down death sentences in Iran for their roles in the riot. The official charge is one that is waging war against the state. There are over 1,100 people in Tehran that are now facing trial and have been indicted. According to Human Rights Group, there are over 17,000 people who have been detained since the protests began.
So, there you go. They're going to kill 17,000 people. They're all going to get executed for a war against the state. All these girls want to do is not have stuff on their head and have some regular rights. You know what I'm saying? That's it. We'll believe in the shit, but we just want regular shit. We want regular white rights. None of the other bullshit. So I'm just saying, even at the World Cup, these dudes are doing crazy shit when women are just saying, I want to say woman, life, freedom. I think that's all they're saying. At the World Cup, like, these dudes are just running up on these women and basically, I don't know, stopping them from saying women love life. It's very strange. I'm pretty sure they're upset because their dick is hard and their hair is out and they can see a girl's nose. That is probably problematic for every one of these men. Here we go.
The whole match, I was just crying and shaking because before the match already they were everywhere and they were trying to be loud and stopping us from speaking or saying anything in front of the camera.
So, isn't that strange, right? They're stopping women from doing things that they just want to do. It almost sounds familiar, to be honest. We do have Americans here that kind of feel the same way, and I'm pretty sure they're the same people that are anti-Semitic, just hate Jews. They're all the same fucking people. All of you, if you're listening, if you can hear me, you're all the same people and you're pieces of shit. I kind of just like hearing this guy talk about the Iran protest, and it's definitely because he has an African accent.
It has been 3 months since the death of Mahsa Amini at Iran's Moral Police custody. The protesters are unfazed by the brutal crackdown and even death sentences. They continue to fight for women's rights. The Islamic Republic of Iran is also holding its ground. In the latest incident, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei praised the paramilitary Basij forces. He said that the officers had sacrificed their lives to protect others from the protests, which he refers to as riots. The Basij force, which is affiliated with the country's Revolutionary Guards, has been at the forefront of the state crackdown on the protests. Reports say that at least 57 members of the security forces have been killed in the protests.
They're killing officers, y'all. Watch out for women's rights in another country. So, besides that goofy voice that I enjoy so much, it's what he said. It's the flip side of it. You know, it's 57 officers have been killed. Just 57. That means they're fighting back fucking hard. But in the other video, we heard that they're like 6 people have already been put to death. And it's taking a lot longer because everybody else has trials. But it's like 20,000 trials. So like I said, there's worse things out here besides a fucking Drew controlling your TV. If you believe the things that you see on TV, you're a fucking idiot anyway, to be completely honest. If you're like watching TV and like, this is good, this is real. Anything you see on a screen most likely is produced, which most likely means it's fake. But whatever, you know, I'm just out here talking to myself. What can I say? Iran, Islamic State. They're worse than Jews. I can say that. I feel comfortable saying that. I don't care. My next group that I think, and I just stay on this religious thing, the next group, the number one group I think that has fucked over more people than anybody else on the planet is the Catholic Church. I mean, just think about what you already know. If you think about the Catholic Church, the next thought is raping kids. You can't have Catholic Church not without raping the kids. If your second thought is not that, then it's I love God, then raping kids. So this Catholic Church is estimated to be worth $30 billion on Wikipedia that I saw. I don't believe it because they have a vault. They've stolen everything from year 1000 up to now. The Spanish Inquisition, the Crusades, all that's like 800 years of fucking everybody up. They basically went after Jews and Muslims anyway. So, and they have a bunch of their shit just locked tight, probably in a vault somewhere. Like I said, worse people. The Spanish Inquisition killed anywhere from 30,000 to 300,000 people, which you can probably like double, triple, or quadruple that, because these people have been doing this over and over again. The 30 years war between the Catholics and the Protestants resulted in 8 million deaths. That's insane, especially at the time of the population. They probably killed like a chunk of the population for God or what they believed. And so it's just if you just listen to this clip, because this is what you think when you hear about the Catholic Church. There's no way you don't, because it's all we've ever known about.
The Catholic Church is facing scandals and being forced to pay millions of dollars.
In the 1980s and 90s, the press reported crimes that seemed inconceivable.
Sins of the fathers.
Case after case of alleged sexual misconduct.
Committed by Catholic priests and covered up by bishops.
The bishop was warned about Costa's behavior, but kept moving him around.
In 2002, revelations reached a crescendo.
Sparked by the release of thousands of pages of documents.
You're a filthy king.
Responding to the crisis, America's bishops enacted reforms and made a promise.
To bring an end to sexual abuse in the church.
More than a decade later, new disclosures continue to make headlines. Some priests have faced consequences, but what about the bishops who covered up their crimes?
So, this is who the Catholic Church is, but yet you guys want to go after Jews. Once again, not saying they're the weakest, but somebody else already did for me. It's hard to think that I just told you about 300,000 and 8 million deaths, and then there would be even more. Then there's the French War. The French Wars of Religion that killed somewhere between 2 million and 4 million people. How? Like, why? And all you can think is they stole their shit, raped their people. Most likely their kids, because they haven't stopped fucking doing that yet. And then, I mean, at the very least, if you calculate everything that's happened, most likely they've killed almost between 17 to 19 and a half million people. At the very least, at the smallest amount. Just the atrocities that these people have committed, denying eyewitness reports of mass executions, systematically covering up tens of thousands of sexual involved cases of misconduct, terrorizing Jews and Muslims for 300 years. They burned Joan of Arc at the stake for dressing like a man. I watched Mulan. I don't even like Disney shit like that. Mulan is my shit, mostly because that We Are Men song. That shit kind of goes hard to me. But they burnt that bitch. That's crazy. They slayed countless women because they thought they were witches. They were paranoid, or just the Pope at that time was like, I don't trust these things with bloody vaginas. They witches. Is she reading? Witch. They will absolve sins for cash payments. That happened. They imprisoned Galileo because he suggested science was greater than God. It was just a suggestion. Maybe, nigga. Just maybe. Science is better than God. Maybe, just maybe, that I know more than you. And it comes from a place of facts. Shit. Oh, and they cut funding for immigrants because of their LGBTQ connections, plus connections. So that's basically, you know, the Catholic Church, something you can easily go after daily, but you don't. Seems like you're scared because they have killed a lot of people and you're just one person. So you might as well bitch up and go after the Jews. It's a good idea. Let's talk about the Catholic Church's role in fascism. Actually, I'll let Christopher Hitchens just tell you a little bit. I will tell you, he is British, and it is hard to hear some of the things he's saying. But if you catch what he's saying, he's basically saying that if you look at Catholicism and fascism in parallel, if you just take out that one of them's Catholic, they just look alike. So here it is.
If you look at any history of the origins of fascism and the spread of fascism across Europe, from Italy over to the Iberian Peninsula, up through the Balkans to Central Europe, you take out the word fascist or fascism and put in Catholic right wing, nothing changes. You don't have to make another change. That's all that fascism was. Incidentally, I can't believe you give me the free gift of evil and war. I hope some of you have read Scoop, or Black Mischief, or Bright Side Revisited. No, we can never repay evil and war for his novels, which are mainly about profanity, adultery, blasphemy, alcoholism, and other, I consider, worthwhile pursuits. It's true, he was a very unpleasant person. And then he said, think how bad I would have been if I wasn't a Catholic. I put you correctly, I know. Well,
this guy used to be a Catholic. And he recognized what he fucking saw. And what he saw was fucked. You know? I mean, if, like I said, it's just the second group. I have a whole other group to show you that definitely are worse than Jews in any capacity. Both of these people were the top two ranking religions that by money make the most money. And now I will give you the third one is the Jews. There's nothing you can do about that. Like I said, their religion is basically thought exercises. I would give anything. I would learn this religion just to have the ability to use my mind at that level. So, I mean, say what you want. It's not that bad. Whatever you're looking for a Jew to be bad and they're the worst things ever, there's other things you can look at. There's the KKK. There's anything I can think, just thinking of Americans right now, the KKK. David Duke's net worth is $600,000. It's not a lot of money, but for a person that's like a fucking racist, that's a lot of money. The Klan's net worth is only like $3,700, which I kind of don't believe because David Duke's is $600,000. So, but whatever. According to the Huffington Post, a recent study puts the number at $3,960 for just the blacks that have been killed by the KKK. So about 4,000 blacks have been killed by the KKK. And if you keep in mind, they also hate the Jews, Catholics, and the Republic, and they hate the Jews, the Catholics, and they hated the Republicans before the switch. And basically anything intelligent that could read, you could expect the number of people that were killed by the Klan just in America to be 60% higher, for sure. I mean, if you count the cop murders where the cops were secret KKK members, if you count the FBI murders that just never made sense, a.k.a. Fred Hampton, random poisonings here and there. There was a black body found on the road occasionally in the late 1800s all the time. There's a song called Strange Fruit, where basically it's just black people hanging from trees. And there was a song made about it because a black lady was like, what the fuck? I mean, they bombed multiple black churches, killed multiple black leaders. What else can you say? And this is still going on today. Check this out. There's this basically a white supremacist group. I think it's the Patriot Front, whatever. Skinny white kids that don't have any friends that finally found a group that didn't get into college and couldn't pay for friends even if they did get into college. The fraternity shit wouldn't have worked out. They still would have been outcast. They're just so far down on the social ladder that they have to form groups with shaped around hate. And here's one group, said group, doing crazy shit in Boston.
As we turn to Boston, where Mayor Michelle Wu joined federal officials Tuesday to respond to the march through downtown Boston Saturday, led by 100 members of the white supremacist Patriot Front, carrying shields and a banner that read, Reclaim America. Officials claim the Boston Regional Intelligence Center had no warning they were coming. Local anti-fascist activists confronted the marchers. Mayor Wu also said the Boston Police Civil Rights Unit is investigating how Patriot Front members were seen attacking a local black artist and musician named Charles Morrell as police looked on. Charles Morrell posted online about the attack, writing, quote, just another day in the office. Yesterday, as I was walking to work, a group of white men wearing masks and holding military weapons were marching on the sidewalk. I was walking past the historic Copley Hotel. I thought it was odd that a protest was happening on the sidewalk and not the street. When I tried to get my phone to record the masked mob, this happened. See photos, he said. He went on, now fake bot accounts are in my DM and on my social media pages trying to instill fear into myself and community. I assume these are the same masked white men. I share this to first say things have not changed much. Secondly, this is why I do the work that I do with passion, Charles Morrell wrote. Charles is not doing interviews while he seeks legal advice, but he did speak out Monday.
Okay, so I just want to let y'all know that Charles Morrell is a goofy-ass looking nigga.
I am appalled that even as a healer, I have to get my cup poured into in this incident. But in this incident, I will continue to pour into other people's cup as a way to pour into my own cup.
Yo, what the fuck? Did he just, I don't know what that means. But whatever, it seems like some Hotep nigga shit. And we'll get to them later on. Like I said, they're still going on today. I mean, even though this weird ass nigga got attacked, to be honest, looking at the picture of him getting attacked, he looked completely fine. He's way bigger than everybody there. Everybody there's wearing khaki pants and they're tucked their shirts in. They're wearing hats. And the best part about it, he's pulled a hat down over some guy's eyes. They also have like shields. So I guess they're Captain America's. Captain America's gang, everybody. Patriot Front. Probably it's like five guys around this big ass black dude. And the way he looked at the interview looked like he was going to be, he looked like a fucking shaman from World of Warcraft. He looked creepy. He had bones around his neck. Yeah, a shaman. Yeah, a shaman troll. Fuck. Shout out to Marcus Milk. We do have other problems going on in America. You know, not just the Patriot Front, but an actual real issue. There's like military people in these extremist ranks. So as non-threatening as all these white kids looked, at least hopefully one of them got some military training, or they're definitely going to get their ass beat if there's any kind of conflict. I do believe that if these people decided to, you know, boss up, we're going to fuck y'all up, there's not enough people in your military-ranked extremist groups to basically put any damage, because they're going to have to, like, picking fat people up and Kyle with asthma up off the ground. So here's this clip that I found. It's like the beginning of a Vice News thing. It just kind of lays out that these people are kind of fucked. That's basically the gist of it. It's fucked up. So let's get into it.
Most white nationalists were in the military, dude, and they're coming out of the military today as white nationalists.
I know from all of the veterans that I've seen in these extremist organizations that we have a fucking problem.
When you encounter these types of individuals that are involved in violent extremism that have military backgrounds, is that an added level of threat?
Most definitely.
I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I'm surrounding myself with fellow veterans who have a right to a citizen's militia.
We're decades, if not generations, into this problem. The global war on terror has fueled a new surge in this activity.
There was the propaganda banners all over the house.
So like neo-Nazis,
they had been training for resistance.
So yeah, I mean, you get what I'm trying to say. Fuck, I've been saying this entire episode. I'm 30 something minutes in to saying the same shit. I'm just keep saying it though, there's worse fucking groups, basically. I mean, some honorable mentions in there is Hotep niggas. Kanye, Kyrie Irving, they believe they're the true descendants of Israel. But there is a very interesting third person I do want to let you know. I thought it was very funny. I'm going to throw it out there. Because, I mean, fuck Hotep niggas. It's probably my next episode is Hotep niggas. Just shitting on a whole group of black people that think that they're the true Israelites. Think about anything else. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Shit. All right. So I present to you Anton Dotson, black Hebrew, Israelite. He used to run with the gangs.
You actually converted to Judaism, right? To Hebrew Israelite?
It's funny when you say I convert into how do you say it, but the word...
Why can't he say what he is? He should just say ignorant nigga. I think that'd be the easiest thing to say. And be like, I'm an ignorant nigga. And then that would work out. And what's crazy is like you have like Kendrick Lamar and all these rich black people are just buying into this is a cult. There's no way this is not a cult. I'm gonna let you get back to Anton Dotson because it's pretty fucking funny.
Convert. I can't convert to something that I was bloodline that I'm already is. Like, that's who I am. That's who my bloodline is. You know, like if you read the history, it'll tell you where everybody in play is at today. You just have to learn how to read and decode things. You know what I'm saying? But you just have to be very educated. You have to be very mindful of who you let in your circle. You got to be very mindful of what information you let out, because with that whole situation, that can get folks killed. You know what I'm saying? And that can get people injured. And you just have to be mindful. But I know who I am. It's not that I converted. I realized who I was.
That is some crazy shit. Hotep niggas. Oh my God. These Hotep ass niggas. Now, surprisingly, Anton Dotson is a Hotep nigga. And I didn't expect that. Didn't expect that at all. I'm shooting shots. Fuck Hotep niggas. Let me see. What else we got? We have nothing else on the docket. As you can see, probably the worst group on this list that I've presented to you is the Hotep nigga. But they haven't killed anybody, so they're just annoying, basically. They just annoy the fuck out of me. That's it. If you want to throw somebody else on the honorable mention list, Karens. I'm not even going to throw a video up. You know what a Karen is. They have short haircuts. They hate fun.
Bitch, you thirsty.
I'm about to get up on out of here. I hope y'all like the episode. We out here doing it. And I guess I shit on everybody. I didn't even like not shit on the Jews. Then I can do it better. I mean, everybody got to do better out here. Everybody. So I'm trying to do better. Everybody try to do better. It's nothing you can do about that. Jews aren't dangerous. And fuck Hotep niggas. Thank y'all. Peace out, mofos and mofets.
If you real nigga know the difference, bandana brown like a dope daddy shooting in the kitchen room. North side nigga never went to pilot. What's nigga Brio? Cocaine color of a Creole. T scrap moving for the D low. We know.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police.
North side Long Beach.
North Side Long Beach, hit the count.